This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts. This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
It's Bear O'Clock on a Thursday night, and it's time for The Woods. I'm Bear Curious Dean. It's great to have your company this evening. We're in for a good show. Last week, you might have heard, for regular listeners of the show, you would have heard that cub reporter Robbie, made a bit of a gaffe on air. He forgot the name of Mr. Australasia Bear 2016. So I've sent Robbie to the naughty corner this week. I've sent him off to the Venga Boys concert, where that is his punishment. And in his place, warming his chair, I've got old what's-his-name, is Mr. Australasia Bear 2016, Patrick Grieber. How you doing, Patrick?
No. Oh, hello and good evening. I'm very well, thank you.
Good to have you back.
Yeah, I'm very happy as well, and especially today with such a great people here in this room.
We have got some good people here. In fact, we've got a woman in the room.
Yeah,
we've got a woman in the woods. Hold on. This week, we have special guests. And if you've been listening to Family Matters, which was a very interesting show this evening, we've actually stolen some of their presenters and their guests as well. We've got Michelle Shepherd. Welcome, Mum and Bear Michelle, to the woods.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. You've been in the woods before.
I have. I usually go, bear with me, my voice is gone from having a bit of bronchitis, but being the resident ex-bear, trans woman, normally, you know, the brekkie bears in the woods, I tend to kind of come play in the woods with the boys every now and then.
Actually, you do sound a little bit bear. You just be a bit of a wolf girl.
I do have a bit of girl.
Right? There we go. Also joining us this evening is Daniel Nags from the ANZ Pride Network. Hey, Andrew. Daniel, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Where did I get that from?
I have no idea. You've never even named Daniel.
Exactly. Now, Daniel, are you a bear?
Look, I've been called many things in my life. I mean, like, I think that I have definitely, I'm very bearish, and I'm trying to transition to otter or muscle bear would be my ultimate goal.
Yeah. It's good to have a goal.
Now, look, as the resident mama bear, I never get the opportunity to really actually really indulge my darkness in the woods. So you guys need to really explain to me, what is otter? What is, you know, you're Mr. Bear Australasia. So come on, give me some education on bears here.
Well, what I always say, a real bear is a person who feels in his heart a bear, and then that's it. If you feel in your heart you are a bear, then you are a bear. It doesn't matter if you're male or female.
Oh, I'm so mama bear.
You are my mama bear.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to be hairy, you don't have to be hunky.
No, you know, we should really stop with those labels, what you have to have and what you shouldn't have. You know, life is too short. You have to have fun. And to be honest, we have a great bear community. And if you really want to be a bear and you feel in your heart you are a bear, then you are a bear, you know.
Now, Daniel's mentioned otter. He aspires to being an otter. What would it take for Daniel to become an otter? What is an otter?
Like 50 kilos, I think.
I said, you know, I really like bears and I like otters as well. Can I be an otter as well? And then my friend said, no, you need to lose 100 kilos.
Now, I've heard wolf as well. What is a wolf?
Maybe they have more temperament in the
bed.
Yeah, I don't. Well, actually, a bear's really good too.
I'm so like pretty much Baloo from like the Jungle Book. I rub my back up against a wall in a tree, and that's me. I'm so a bear.
Now, we're talking labels in the bear community, but I should point out one of the reasons why we've got Mama Bear Michelle and Daniel in the room this evening is to talk about another label, and that is transgender and gender diverse. Because this the November 14th to 20th is Transgender Awareness Week, so we're going to be asking some questions, some challenging questions, some awkward questions about what does it mean to be trans and gender diverse.
And you also see a lot of trans men go from being, you know, being from female to male, and they really bear up. And and wolves and otters and everything. And so to see them actually in the space and rub shoulders with all the other bears, it's actually fascinating.
Absolutely. So if you are intrigued and if you are curious about the transgender experience, send us a message, 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. See if we can make Michelle blush. Let's ask something awkward.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. There's your challenge, guys. And gals, if you're listening tonight. Now, Mr. Australasia Bear 2016.
Yes.
You're also, in your spare time, a member of the Vic Bears Committee.
Yes, I'm very proud
They're
to
very
be.
Organized, these bears. They've got a
They're
committee.
Very organized.
Yeah. Now, I'm very proud to be a member of the bear community and Vic Bears in the committee. And while we're working so much, because we really want to do for our club so much more, and especially for, you know, for mental health as well. So we try to go out and meet our members and just, you know, socialize, that we can chat with them, that they can tell us if they are worried or if they have something to say which they are sad about. That we just look after each other, because, you know, that's what is important in a club.
And I think it's really important to help people build resilience.
Yes.
That social connection is so very important.
Yeah.
And there are many people in our community, both trans and bear, who may be feeling socially isolated.
Yeah.
So I guess the Vic Bears plays a really important role.
Yes,
in bringing
totally.
Bears together.
And that's also why we say, you know, Vic Bears is not just, you know, for bears. It's for everyone. Because, you know, we have to look after each other. And social media has so many negative things on it. And, you know, some people are really depressed about it. But if you have people where you know you can go to and talk, and that's what Vic Bears are, then, you know, you have a good time, and we have to enjoy life.
Now, speaking of having a good time, you've got a den night coming up in November, yeah?
We have a den night, yes.
Now, Mama Bear Michelle, I don't think Mama Bear Michelle can come to this den night, because it's at the Laird, where the men of Melbourne meet.
Yes, it's at the Laird.
I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, I've always been curious about the Laird.
Uh-huh.
I think if maybe I bind and maybe, you know.
Right. This is your option for your night out.
Yeah, there you go.
You can put baseball cap on, put the pony.
Well, yeah, the back of the pony. You never know.
We could do the same thing like Freddie Mercury and Diana.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Just dress you up as a man.
So there's the challenge.
So, Patrick, what is happening at the Laird in November for Den Night?
Well, we have the karaoke, so karaoke night. I really want to sing, but last time people told me they send me back to Austria when I sing again.
I was just going to ask, for all of us playing at home, and you were talking about doing karaoke, I'm thinking, what is your accent? And you've just answered it for me. Thank you very much.
It's a bit of Edelweiss, yeah?
Yeah.
Edelweiss.
Well, I was already thinking, should I yodel a little bit? But then I thought, like, okay, no, better not. Yeah, we have karaoke, and that will be a lot fun, because
exactly.
I love to hear everyone's voice, and there are really two favorites, which I heard last year, and it was really good.
Two favorite bears? Some baritone bears, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Those low res guys are really
I love
good.
When my voice gets like this, because then all of a sudden I can do really good country music, like back home.
You do some Barry White as well.
I could do some Tone Loke and Barry White right now, actually. I'm so close to do a bit of Al Green as well. Let's get it on, you
Let's
know?
Let's get it on. So, Patrick, what else is coming up on the bear
The other
calendar?
Thing, oh, yeah, very, very big event, Beartopia in Dalesford.
Beartopia.
Yes, that will be very big, and we have so much to give, because we have beautiful special cocktails for our friends who are coming. Then we have amazing location, and in the middle of the country, relaxed and a great atmosphere, a dance party, and the country bear.
Patrick,
meet the
you,
city
had me
bear.
At, you had me at special cocktail.
Yeah.
You had, the rest of it, I didn't hear. Special cocktail, I am there.
That's great. I can't tell you what for cocktail it is, because it's a surprise.
A surprise special cocktail. Yes.
But the other really interesting thing, if you like cocktails, what we have are the local products, which actually we give to taste for the people.
So the whole so Dalesford's...
Yeah, local products. They
fantastic.
Can come and
get a cheese,
taste.
A bit of wine, some crackers.
Yeah, a little bit beer.
Nice.
A little bit beer.
It's very sweet the way you said beer just then.
I know. Because I think the bears might like their beer. I think they might.
Oh, they do. They love, and the honey as well.
That explains a lot about me.
And do you like your beer too?
Yeah, too much.
Ah, so you're not an otter, you're a bear, clearly.
Yeah. There's also a bake-off.
A bake-off?
Yes, and I have a cake in it for the big bears, so...
Now, you've got the unfair advantage, haven't you, Patrick? Now, tell our listeners.
A little bit.
What's your occupation?
Well, I'm a pastry chef.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you know your way around a Barmix Mixmaster,
I
yeah?
know, yeah, yeah. So, but the pressure will be very high on me now, because I have to make a good cake.
You better.
Yeah. With chocolate sculptures and this stuff.
And that's all happening in Beartopia, which is December, starting December 3rd in the Daylesford area.
Yes, exactly.
So how do I, if I'm listening and I want to get involved, do I go, what, to the Facebook page?
The best Facebook page, our website, and otherwise, if you come to a den night, just come up to the committee member and just talk with us.
What if I'm not a member? Can I still come along?
Of course. Everyone is welcome.
Everyone's welcome.
Everyone is welcome.
I am so going to detransition for these den nights. you're talking cake and chocolate cake. I'm going, oh, man. It's like foreplay to me.
And karaoke, of course. I mean,
and
like,
karaoke. Yeah.
You can make a duet if you want.
Oh, you and me?
Maybe all together.
Maybe you and me, yeah.
Now, one last event just to cover. Looking ahead to December the 26th, at Boxing Day.
Yes, Boxing
What are you bears
day.
Up to?
Well, we have a beautiful celebration for our members at the LAD as well. And I will host that. I will organize it. I hope I don't up. And now it will be...
In the words of RuPaul.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't muck it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And yeah, that's where I really would like to let the people know, if anyone is out there who have like a can donation for the VEIC pantry, then just get in contact with me, please, on Facebook. Uh-huh. And I really would like to pick things up.
So
and
if you've got a can or some
food,
like beans or canned
exactly,
veggies or
and
tuna, tins of tuna.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Come along.
Sweets, everything, which is good
Donate
sealed.
Donate to the Vic Bears, now hand them over to the VAC pantry, which,
exactly.
Which supports people living with HIV.
Yeah, exactly. To help them a little bit over the week when they run out. But
some Christmas cheer.
Yeah, exactly. And I really try to make this den night very nice, because it's Christmas and... You know, we should not forget that's the time where we should get together and share a little bit of love and happiness.
Speaking of love and happiness, we have had a message in from an intersex bear, giving us lots of hugs and kisses. I think we know who our regular intersex bear is. I'm assuming it's Jace. Hey, Jason, how are you doing? We've also had, what was that last one? Oh, yes, thank you, Jason. It is a sexy and adorable Jason. Yes, I knew. Now, if you want to also SMS in, just as Jason has done, the number again, 0427JOY949. Remember, send through your challenging questions about transgender and gender diversity.
Or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au.
Wolfgar. We'll be back right after the Young Divas with This Time I Know It's For Real. You're on Joy.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. I am Bear Curious Dean. I'm still curious after all these years. I'm here with Mr. Australasia Bear 2016, Patrick, and Mumba Bear Mish, and Daniel.
Hi.
Hey. Now, Patrick, you had a question for Mumba Bear Mish.
Yes, I have a question to you. I was a little bit researching about you and...
Or you've been stalking.
Yes, stalking.
Stalking.
Okay, and say stalking instead of researching. I think it's really, you're a remarkable person, and I have one question which I got very emotional. It was the time when you actually was Daniel.
Yes.
And you had this interview and someone asked you how you actually could manage everything, and you said sometimes when Daniel was on a limit, Michelle came in and helped him out. And can you explain that a little bit more to me that I understand it proper?
Yeah. So if anybody got confused there, because we got another Daniel in the room, my previous name, I hate the word dead name. I find it very derogatory and dark. So my previous name, my birth name, was Daniel. And so growing up, I just had so much depression, so much everything. And it was like I was so full of war wounds and the things I had to deal with as a person. And Michelle was, you know, going, it was in a lot of ways sounded like my shell. And I saw, it got to a point where Daniel just was getting too tired. He couldn't take it anymore. And it got to a point where it's like, you know, dropped to a knee, just couldn't do it, just done. And that's where, and every time when I actually was struggling probably the most, that's when Michelle would pop back out more. I don't see it as two different personalities or anything like that, but it was the best way to sort of describe my two spirits and how my two spirits sort of work together. And I found comfort and solace within my femininity. So as Daniel was sort of on his last threads, it was as Michelle basically saying, just, it's okay, you're done. I'll take it from here. And since then, I've been stronger, more confident. The things that I've been accomplishing within the community, and even, you know, popping my head up worldwide now, has actually been amazing. Daniel's still there, but Daniel's not dead. But Daniel just is too broken to be in the yes. front line of all of this anymore.
It's fascinating, and I'm just interested also, you use the word dead name. People aren't familiar with this transgender issues. What does the dead name refer to?
Okay, a lot of transgender people refer to their name that they were given at birth as their dead name, and they don't want to ever be referred to it or anything like that. I've taken what I consider a more healthy approach towards transition, and I call it an integration, assimilation. I call it integration. I'm still Daniel. I still enjoy certain parts of myself. I still enjoy, you know, a bit of the boy space. I enjoy, you know, certain things. I go now play footy, AFL 9s, you know, on Wednesday nights. But I prefer to present as Michelle. You know, I'm on hormone therapy. I obviously tonight with a sore throat, I sound like Daniel again.
But you're looking like Michelle.
Oh, totally. And it's probably like exorcist shit in this room right now. But... and this is how I present, and this is, I don't have the gender dysphoria. I feel so comfortable, but I find the two best parts of myself, and that's what I want to shine through, and that's the message I try to tell people. It's, you get to a point where transition gets to a point, and then you do integration.
Yes, I think it's really interesting. As we said at the outset, we are getting ready for Trans Awareness Week, November 14 to 20, and it's really about raising the visibility of transgender and gender non-conforming people, and making people more aware of some of the challenges that you face.
The problem over the years has been that Trans Awareness Week actually hasn't gotten much airtime. It's people are aware of it, but it doesn't get.
There's no parade. There's no
further conversations.
No.
It's always about TDOR, which is Trans Day of Remembrance, which is on the 20th, and that's where we remember those who've been killed for hate crimes for being trans or intersex or gender diverse. And it always comes across as being kind of morbid, kind of dark. But we do remember that was being killed. But if you saw the list of names that were actually in the, if you saw a list of names that were in the,
so in fact the European trans organisation that have a trans murder monitoring update. I mean, they're actually monitoring. And for the last 8 years, over 2,000 trans and gender diverse people have been murdered worldwide.
Exactly.
And in 2016 alone, where's the number? 100 already. Year to date, 100 this year have been murdered.
And being American, you know, and you look at, and like being number 3 in the world since 2008.
Yeah.
You're like, it's ridiculous. And this is the thing we talked about on the show before on Family Matters, and the things I've actually was talking about people online. And I'm not a keyboard warrior. I won't get nasty with people. But the thing is right now, because of the hate that's being built from people being angry, they're attacking people of color, people of gender diverse, people of just all kinds. If you're not white, you know, it's not right over there. That's the sort of the attitude right now. And you can see the numbers are skyrocketing in the U.S. about trans murders.
Absolutely. In Central and South America as well. In Brazil.
Yeah, that's horrible.
845 people have lost their lives.
Strictly. But in Oceania, that's the whole Oceania. Yep. We're lucky here. There's only been 5.
Well, you know. One's not lucky.
Well, no. But compared to the rest of it, we are very lucky down here compared to the rest of the world. And that's, you know, down here, what we're doing is amazing.
And what really strikes me is for somebody who identifies as trans or gender non-conforming to live their lives with authenticity is such a courageous thing to do.
Yeah.
But it scares people.
Sometimes it's probably a big jackass thing to do sometimes too. Look, it's not normalized. You know, we need to normalize it a little bit more. And you know, obviously it's hard when you get a voice like this, you show up at work and you look like this. People are like, oh, okay, how do I deal with this? But everyone has different ways they like to present themselves. Now, this isn't something you decide to do overnight. This isn't something you go, oh, screw it, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to be a woman tomorrow. No, I was working in forensics at an accounting firm. I was, my background in IT, I 2.5 picket fence family. I got two children. I had a wife. Now, obviously, my marriage had fallen apart before it came out, but... You know, it's you wouldn't go and throw your whole life away just because, oh, for a whim, I'm just going to say, eh, fuck it. I'm just going to be a woman. It's not how it works.
Just a little bit more thought and there's a bigger process.
Exactly. And most of us, we have to do this and make this change or we're just going to, like, you just come to a point where you go, I can't do it anymore.
Absolutely. Now, we have had a message in from Jace. Thanks, Jace. So, Jace, let's say thank you so much, Michelle. Your story is amazing and so familiar and kind. It's beautiful listening to your story.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Michelle, you did mention, obviously, it is very difficult and challenging to make the decision to live your authentic self.
Yes.
And that impacts your loved ones and your work colleagues. Coming up, I want to explore further what it's like to be in the workplace as a transgender or gender diverse person and call upon Daniel to share some of your insights as well. Mm. If you have any questions, as I say, 0427-JOY949. We are talking Trans Awareness Week and looking at transgender issues in the workplace. You're on The Woods on Joy
94.9. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make it to the middle
of this tightrope. You are listening to The Woods, girl.
That is Mama Bear Michelle joining Bear Curious Dean, Mr. Australasia Bear 2016, Patrick, and Daniel. Hey, howdy. Daniel. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about you now.
Oh.
Because tonight we are talking, for those who've just joined us, we are talking about Trans Awareness Week, which is coming up on the 14th of November. And we've just been talking to Michelle about her experience as a trans woman. And we have a woman in the woods tonight, we do.
You do, definitely.
Do not panic. Now, Patrick has a question, then we're going to explore a bit further about employment. But Patrick,
actually, I don't really... It's a question and...
And a comment.
A comment, yes. Yeah. Because the first thing what I want to say is you are totally remarkable again.
Oh, thank you.
Because when I was listening to the interviews which you gave a few months ago, I got really emotional because, you know, we just talk about how many, people got killed and everything. And there are many more who suicide. And, you know, the thing is where I really think the problem is dedication. But when people are around like you who go and tell people about your life story, about how it feels and the emotions, people get, you know, told and people can learn, can understand. And I think it's really important for our generation to hear things like this, that we see it as a normal, what it is.
And see, the thing is so many trans people, especially trans women, they want to be what's called stealth. They don't want to be seen or...
This is the passing?
This is the passing thing, right? They don't want people to know that they're even trans.
Yeah.
And so they hide it. And the thing is it continues putting it in the shadow and then keeping it out of being normalized.
Mm.
And for me, I thought, this isn't right. I thought, you know, I'm not going to worry about... Look, I present as well as I possibly can in society as, you know, as an
Amazonian woman.
Yeah. 6'3".
With flaming red hair at the moment. It's red at the moment.
It's red at the moment. I call it cherry ripe, actually.
Oh,
it's
kind
of, it's kind of, you know. But the thing is I have taken my own discriminations and the things that I've experienced. And I said, enough's enough. And I created my own business called LGBTI Jobs. And the idea is to go to these companies and actually kick open the door and basically shock them. When you have a 6'3" tranny walking through your front door, you know what? I'm going to say tranny. I'm taking it back.
I was going to ask you about that. Don't want to say that.
I am not PC. And the thing is because I'm not PC and I go into these businesses and I basically call a spade, all right? I have a long chat with them. I'll do massive training with them. I'll tell them what they're doing wrong. I'll tell them what they're doing right. I'll assess them based on criteria that's been created for many of the companies like Pride and Diversity, Rainbow Tick, all these other things that are out there. But the problem is with most of these other companies, not just these two, is they're not a review body. You pay your bit of money, you have 2 or 3 training sessions, and that's it. You go on a glossy magazine and you rate it against other companies. I'm going to put you through a further training. I'm going to put you through a further assessment. And then I'm going to allow you to have direct access to the LGBT community and actually tap a resource of people who are desperate to get back in there. They're this intersex. We're talking even bears who probably have a bit of queerness about them. That's where I ran across Daniel at a place we both work at. And Daniel actually, it's funny, as a trans person who's going through it firsthand, it's amazing to meet an ally who actually can empathize, even though he's not gone through it himself, but he's been touched by the community in his own life.
So, yes, do you want to talk a little bit about that, Daniel?
Yeah,
so
sure.
When you met Michelle in the workplace, was that the first trans person that you met or had experience with?
Not at all, no. I mean, like, my first ever boyfriend that I was dating when I was 17 got in touch with me when I was 29.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't spoken since 1997, and so the year was 2009. I've got to think now because everything seems...
Do the maths, do the maths.
Yeah, 2009, and I got a message from Facebook, and it was from this woman, and she was like, "Do you recognize me?"
Uh-huh.
And I was like, "Oh my god, is this my ex from 1997?
My formerly male partner?"
Yeah,
and it was,
and it was.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and I think because like the last name is quite unique, so yeah. I mean, like I was pretty much able to work it out. But me being in Canada for like I think it was 2 years by then, 2 or 3 years. I was like, okay, let's talk. Give me your phone number and I'll call you. So we had this conversation and explanation as to what had transpired over the years since we had, or 12 years since we had last seen each other. And that started me questioning my knowledge and my empathy and my understanding of what it was to A, transition, mm-hmm. B, transgender, and then gender diverse and then intersex. So seeing the whole spectrum. And so what I did was I posted a video on YouTube on my understanding and how I was coming to understand it, because it was a very interesting or very new topic, I should say, introduced to a 29-year-old who was just interested in going to the clubs on the weekend.
But you also struggled at one point with it too.
Yeah, well, I mean, on that day, I mean, like we had a very back and forth conversation. We were both pretty drunk at the time because like I'd just come home from the club. But I guess the one thing was I was like, does this change me? Does this mean that... is it now my ex-girlfriend or my ex-boyfriend? And I explored those kind of feelings.
So how does it impact my narrative and my understanding of who I am and my identity?
And the funny thing was, right. I grew to understand that it had nothing to do with me.
Right.
Like, honestly, I mean, it really didn't. I mean, this wasn't going to change me as a person. The only thing that would change me as a person is to actually understand and educate myself and go in and completely understand.
Did you go back and, I wonder, did you go back and reflect on your time with your former partner and wonder whether were there signs? Did I miss something? Should I have known? Could I have handled something differently? Could I have were there lots of could I's and would I's?
I think the whole relationship was a big sign.
Oh okay.
Yeah,
rightio.
I mean, like, from oh, that's the McDonald's that I turned up to in a dress to do you like these jeans? They are women's. And like, how about this blouse? And I was like, yeah cool. I was 17. It was the 90s.
So is it like when you watch The Sixth Sense and you get to the ending and it's like, oh, this makes sense now?
All along the time he was a ghost,
right?
I'm kidding.
No,
I'm totally kidding.
But is that sort of sense in retrospect, it kind of made sense.
In retrospect, I mean, like, I kind of knew there were rumors going around that was why he vanished off the face of the planet, and it turned out to be true. But I mean, to approach it with understanding and kind of understanding that it's not about me, that kind of is where I started my journey.
And so did that experience then lead you to explore the issues of transgender and gender diverse folk in the workforce? Is that how you moved into that sort of realm?
Well, actually, for around about, I think, five or so years, I was an active gay, lesbian, and also transgender activist YouTuber online.
Uh-huh.
And I spoke a lot about transgender policies, issues, things that were affecting people in other countries.
Daniel has, in our workplace,
uh-huh.
he's actually been the main leader in creating the Trans Awareness Week. And what he has actually created for Trans Day of Remembrance for our workday is, like, I stood there knowing what he's doing. And I actually got quite emotional as a trans person.
Yes.
Knowing that what he's picked up and what he's run with.
So as an ally, you're the change leader.
There is a number of us, and I can't... big shout out
to
Dave as well.
No, you're on air now.
Look, yeah. Dave and the rest of the group, yes, have done an amazing thing.
Right.
But Daniel has created even like a template guide or a standard for even like next year and what goes forward.
Fantastic.
And it is absolutely, you know, everything like little cards that we're handing out for points and everything, like little business cards with ribbons. Like, everyone's done well, but I really have to... this is being very public. And everyone, you know, as an ally, Daniel has just... You know, he has just owned it.
Yes. He's blushing.
Yeah, I am actually blushing. I think it's because from being quite gung-ho about being educated and sharing and normalizing to my straight and gay fans on YouTube, which is, funnily enough, I had a very big mix, being able to educate them on trans issues and being able to go to a workplace where I can actually use that.
Daniel, as your mama Mish,
yeah.
Okay, I've told you, you need to take credit.
Oh, yeah.
For things, okay? Yeah, I forgot. I know.
I forgot.
Now, we have had some messages in.
Do you want to read those when we come back?
Should we do that?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Stick around. You're in the woods on Joy 94.9.
Grr.
Catch up or relive all the woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
Oh, clap your hands.
Well done. This is the Woods on Joy 94.9. I am Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with Mr. Australasia Bear Patrick.
Hello.
Hello. And Daniel and Mish. I'm a Bear Mish. And we're talking about transgender issues and gender diverse issues in the workplace, because coming up is Trans Awareness Week, the 14th to the 20th. Celebrate. We need a parade. We need a party.
You know, and being the bears in the woods, grab your trans bear. Give them a hug.
Exactly. Now, speaking of bears some of the bears we might want to hug. I had a message in from Jason, and Jason does like his hugs. And Jason's message is, as an intersex person, I've grown accustomed to its normality for me, but at times it can be a little exhausting when people ask inappropriate questions, you know the ones. At times, I'm all for being an educator, but at other times I find myself at the point where I just don't feel like being an educator. How do you cope, Michelle, when you don't want to educate?
Yeah, look, I actually have two phones now. I actually turn one off.
Yeah.
And that's my primary phone. And I just have a backup phone. So the mother of my children and my children can reach me just an accident. I actually find I just want quiet time alone.
Yes.
But I also, and this is something I try to really teach the rest of the community, is the only way we're going to normalize it is by educating and by being open and actually having those conversations around, you know, sometimes you're going to have to let people ask the inappropriate questions. Look, you know, hey, have you had surgery? Well, you know, maybe if you word it around, is it something that you're considering? Why, you know, would you, wouldn't you? And because to normalize the idea that a lot of trans people aren't going to have surgery. Me, I consider myself non-op. You know, I'm 39. I'm almost 40. I've grown boobs. I'm on a HRT. I'm all those things. But for me, I'm comfortable with what's going on downstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't feel the need to do that.
But I find it odd, because when I meet a when anybody meets a guy, the first thing you don't say to a guy, so are you circumcised or not? It's kind of like, you might be interested, but you wouldn't necessarily ask that in mixed company. But for some reason, with the trans community, it almost seems like the question about surgery is...
And you have to go and, you know, as the rest of the community, the people we're talking to, you have to choose your questions with the subject.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know me and you know who I am, and if you want to ask questions, I'm going to be open to it, because I know I'm here to educate, okay, and I want to normalize things as much as possible. But there are kids' days where I'm thinking, just, you know, can you just get the fuck out of my face? I just, you know, get away.
I was just going to ask you, I mean, like, I know that you said you kind of are willing to provide that education, but would you kind of depend, or would you kind of gauge, depending on who it was, I mean, like, just the general public, would you look at them and go, you know what, this situation or this this person who I'm interacting with, it's going to take a whole lot more than just one simple conversation, and just be like, I'm out?
Which is why I'm in this space that I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned to read the people I'm dealing with. I've learned to go, okay, I can keep it yes and no answers. I can keep it simple. Mm. And then, especially at work.
Yeah.
You know, somebody asked me, so, you know, how much does the surgery cost? You know, well, I really don't want to discuss that here at work. You know, if I'm in a training session,
it's a different story.
And we're talking about these things. Well, then it's a different story. I'm more than happy to talk about in depth because I'm in that right mind frame. Yes.
I want to say just like, I think the question always, and I did it as well, about how much is a surgery? A better question would be like how you feel, because you know it should not be about the money. No. It should be about the feelings, because we should talk about feelings, about the heart.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's things we don't talk about much more. It's we need to focus on the heart of the person and where how they're going.
And I wonder in the workplace when we talk about putting in place policies and procedures to protect and to support people to be their authentic selves in the workplace. Mm. I assume it goes beyond what bathroom do they use?
Yeah.
The question comes up.
I'm sure it does. But
and the question is, what bathroom does he use?
Oh.
And yeah. And those are things that I'm really big on changing.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, like we've had in our workplace, we've had a very small success. There have been signs that have gone up about our non-binary bathrooms. So that means that people who are gender diverse, transgender or intersex or differently abled should be able to use those facilities without any question, without any challenge. And also, I mean, people who are able and to use the other bathrooms should reconsider using them for change rooms or anything else. So that's something that went up with a lot of work from the work group, and a small success, but I mean, like, it meant a lot to see that.
And I'm really interested in hearing that you and I think it was Dave have been champions yep. of the cause at your workplace. How hard was it to sell it to management? How hard was it to mount the case?
Actually, I went into the toilets, because look, I personally, there are days I don't want to go in the women's toilet. I just want my privacy. And to be honest, there's times I just want to stand and pee. I don't want to go taking all this shit off and actually go to the toilet. And so, and you know, every woman, and I joke about it, and they're like, oh my God, I hate you.
You got options.
I get options. And you know, there are times I just want that option.
Yeah.
Because I'm just frustrated. And I went in the notes, it was like, these are only for people able-bodied and whatever. And I pointed out to Dave, the leader of the group, and all of a sudden he's like, Dave's like, nope, that's right. Next thing you know, in a matter of a week after I pointed it out to him, there were new signs, everything was changed. He and I were reviewing the wording together. Daniel took the wording, like we would all pass it back and forth, and next thing you know, signs were all changed.
I always used a woman toilet back in Austria because it was more clean. I just thought I had to say it.
Don't use the women's in Australia then, because it's completely opposite. I've both been there.
What are some of the other areas of policy in the workplace?
Look, there is a lot of policy. We don't have the ability to call it policy yet. We call it a guide.
Yeah. A guide, okay.
And
yeah.
I mean, because policy has like a legality.
Like industrial issue.
Kind of like a little bit more of a serious weight. So as the work group, we have, and Dave has been leading this, by the way, has been creating a guide for employees that are transitioning, mm-hmm. And also in the workplace who may have already transitioned, and how to kind of integrate them into the teams without any form of distress, and with an open mind to education as well, letting the managers and also the other staff who are working with them know that the support's there.
I think the best thing that you can see from this group is that we've all let our talents shine through. Mm-hmm. You know, I've brought the lived experience. I mentioned things like the gender diverse. They didn't really think of that before. It was more like intersex and trans. Daniel had his bit of lived experience. Dave had his. There was other people who brought it in. I caught everyone up once I joined. I went on the whole wall. I just went panel, and I just went, this is what we deal with. This is what we deal with. This is what gender identity is. This is whatever. And then Dave created this amazing pamphlet that we're handing out on
next week.
Next week. And it was even at the training we had this on 2 days ago. And to see all of our voices come together for this, and my lived experience, and Dave's created it, and then Daniel's added his stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is stuff that workplaces need to be doing more of. So I think we got another email came through.
We have. This one's from Crystal. And Crystal says, a light of truth beams out from Michelle. That's why we listen and we learn. Plus we Aussies love... Oh, sense of humor. We do.
You know what's funny? I said... it takes an American to learn the Aussie sense of humor to go and deliver this stuff. And I found that a lot of, what do you call it? Sorry, there's another message came through. I found that a lot of people were taking things too serious and they forget how to be an Aussie.
Yes.
And Aussies are about piss taking. It's all about just, you know, this is a country that had Steady Eddie, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And you know, you got the guy who's multi-abled or whatever you want to call it, and taking the piss out of himself here on stage as a comedian. Yes. And I'm going, well, why don't we do this a bit
that's
more?
Self-depreciating humor.
Exactly. Yeah. If you take yourself too serious, most Australians are like, oh, look, mate, get your hand off it. You know, we're, you know, we're here. I am up there and I'm just having a laugh. I'm throwing pizzas at people. And I actually had a guy come up to me, this big burly guy, and he wanted to start comparing tattoos and stuff. Yeah. Like, my, oh, what's that one? This one. And he gave me a big hug, and emails were coming in through from Swinburne University, a workplace at a training, because people were like, oh my God, you have just broken it down. You broke the walls. You crossed the aisle, and no one's done this before.
And I think by exhibiting your humanity, it break down the wall. There's no us and them. It's just us.
I was just going to say, to add to that, I think the main thing is simplifying it so then it's not, or demystifying, to make sure that it's relatable and not unapproachable. And by doing so, you make sure that we become people instead of these mythologies.
And I know, Patrick, we were talking earlier. I don't know, is Michelle the first trans woman you've met or spoken
to? No, I met already some. Uh-huh. Yeah, I have a friend which is.
But we were still talking about what's it okay to ask? What's it okay to say?
Yes, exactly.
Because you're so scary. No, you're not. But you're not. Yeah.
I'm far from scary.
Nah, I'm just always worried because I don't want to hurt any feelings, you know?
That's the problem. And look, I think we as a community have created this fog of fear that the rest of everyone doesn't even approach us. Mm. And this is what is even coming into the workplace. It's like, well, you know what? That's just too hard. I don't really want to kind of go there because I don't want to all of a sudden offend them and they're just going to be a pain in my ass in the workplace. I just don't want to interrupt. I'll just keep them like this. And we need to take the chip off our shoulder and have some allowances. It's new languages.
And people will make mistakes. We're human.
Of course we are.
But if it's done with good intent and not ill will,
Of course.
I think we can get through that, yeah?
Of course.
But engage and have the dialogue. Let's have the conversation.
Exactly. Yeah.
If we not talk about, we will not learn about it.
Absolutely.
I hate the idea that you would feel too afraid to even ask. And that's why when I have fun with it and I'm like, no. Seriously, challenge me. Ask me a question that nobody has been able to ask
I
me.
I want to brief, isn't it? I want to take it out to the people.
Yeah, let's work it out.
We can breathe again because always it feels like if you can't come out what you are and what you want to be, it feels like just someone takes your air away and you can't breathe.
And I think it's fabulous that people like Daniel and Dave are in these workplaces being the change makers, being the change leaders. Now, we have had a message in from someone who I think agrees with me. It's from your mum, Daniel. It's from your mum.
Ah.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for listening. Mary, I just wanted to say that Daniel, whose milkshake apparently brings all the boys to the yard.
Thanks, Mum.
Makes his father and I very proud. He's never hesitated to take a stand for those he feels are being victimised or treated unfairly. Everyone is slowly understanding that people are just people, and what unites us is far larger than what divides us.
Well, Mary, Mish here, you definitely should be proud of your boy because he's an amazing man. So, yeah. You definitely need to give him a hug when you see him next.
In fact, I might give him a hug after this. You're on the woods on Joy 94.9.
Woof. Grr. See, Danny, you can just go straight for Silver Fox.
I get called that. I think I get called that.
So not Bear, Cub, Otter, or Wolf. You're Silver Fox.
It's stereotypical. And I'm single, so I mean, like, you know.
Hear that, boys? You're single. Okay.
Call me now.
And that brings us to the end of the woods for another night. And we have learnt so much tonight, haven't we, Patrick?
We did, yeah. Amazing night.
So a big thank you to Daniel and to Michelle
Thank
for coming
you.
In and sharing with us some of your experiences and some of the great stuff you're doing in your workplace.
Thank you.
And definitely if anybody wants to reach out and have a chat further, they can get me on LGBTI Jobs, but it's Michelle at lgbtijobs.com.au.
And of course, Trans Awareness Week, just again, is November 14th to 20th. There is no parade, there is no party, but as a special task, let's set some homework. If you are in a workplace and you, if there is somebody in that workplace who is, you think is trans or gender diverse or intersex, go and say hi. Go, don't ask awkward questions. Totally. Go and say hi.
Exactly.
See how it goes. See how, what could you lose?
Exactly.
That's our bit.
So you might make a friend.
You may make a friend. You might learn something. And they may make a friend as well. Now, if you enjoyed this show, you might want to catch it on the podcast. You can hear the podcast on joy.org.au/thewoods, or you can go to iTunes. And if you listen to the podcast on iTunes, click some of the stars. Let the iTunes community know that you liked what you heard.
And you can also find my show, Family Matters, on Joy on the podcast as well.
Absolutely. You can follow The Woods on Facebook at The Woods on Joy 94.9. We're also on Twitter because we've got the social media thing going down.
You're Twits as well.
Oh, we're Twits as well. And that's The Woods on Joy. Next up, we have Dan and Andy from Pop Chops, and they're doing a bit of a neighbour's gig tonight. Bit of Kylie, bit of Natalie Imbruglia, I think. Is there any Craig McLaughlin? We're not quite sure. We can only... Oh, no, they're shaking their heads. No Craig McLaughlin. But stay tuned for Andy and Dan on Pop Chops. Brekkie Bears, of course, for those who can't get enough of the bear community. There's Brekkie Bears on Monday morning. Also coming up on the bear calendar, there's a movie night, I understand, Patrick.
Yeah, our friend and good member, Jason Turner, he has a movie night. So Mondays always in the Nova. And yeah, if you're free, come over and see watch a movie with us. We would be very happy. Oh. And everyone is invited. It doesn't matter, man. And a woman, you are more than welcome to come.
Come on to the movies. You know, yeah. I saw recently, I saw Doctor Strange. I saw it in 3D. You got to see it.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, I can't wait.
I love this show. So you've been listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. Until next week, woof grrrr.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.